Welcome, welcome, welcome to the season one finale of The Social Circle. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm here with two good friends of mine. Well, okay, one of them's... I'm sorry, I fucked up. I'm here with...
Yeah, you kind of did.
He's here with his fiance and his older sister.
Yes.
Carmen Santiago and Salty Squatch.
Check out Carmen Santiago's podcast, Carmen's Corner, as well as this one. Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor.
You know you don't really have to do that all the time.
Listen, I choose to, all right?
And makes him feel big. To go with his name.
You know, so... Listen, this is your debut episode. Okay, so we're talking about...
The broken one's out in the open somewhere. The one that's functioning is hidden. What
the hell are we talking about? Yeah, that doll's going to come to life one of these days. And,
no, it's not.
You know, kill Squatch in her sleep.
Hey, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, my God.
You saw the books.
I wouldn't mind doing that.
Not right now. We don't have any
time.
Many people.
It's funner when there's more than three people.
True.
It gets more chaotic, and the more chaotic, the funner it is.
All right,
we're getting off topic.
We're here to talk about sex. Yes, we're here to talk about sex.
Doing the do.
Specifically, how to spice things up in the bedroom, or just sex in general. This is a topic I've wanted to talk about for a while.
Because he is a pervert.
I am not a pervert.
Giggity.
So
not that type of person, yeah.
All right. So in you guys' opinion, you know, you are both women.
Bold of you to assume anything but a creature.
So I'll start with Squatch. All
right.
Since it's her debut episode.
Yeah,
way long overdue.
Always disappears whenever we're supposed to record.
Nine, five, ten,
I know.
Different conversations.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm a bad guy, I know. Mm. All right, so Squatch, how do you spice things up in the bedroom? Like, what is your... what do you recommend, and what's your favorite personal favorite thing to do?
Honestly, I'm a novice when it comes to sex. I've had complaints, and I've been with the guy... for fucking 3 fucking years, so most of what I know, me and him have learned together. But the spiciest thing we ever did was when I had a bunch of hardcover books on my bookshelf that's attached to my bed frame, and I tried to get on top, and when I smacked the headboard, all the books fell off the bookshelf, and he got hit in the head by a bunch of hardcover books. And apparently it was, quote-unquote, funny as fuck when I tried to sexily throw them off the bed.
What the fuck?
So I'm not really... I don't have advice for spicing shit up in the bedroom. Just try to do the opposite of what I do, which is basically wing it.
Okay. What do you think about, like... Okay, I'm gonna throw some topics out there, and you guys tell me what you think about it, like, and how would you do it. BDSM.
BDSM. All right, with BDSM, you need clear, constant, and fluid consent. Meaning whoever is being the master and whoever is being the submissive need to have constant consent from each other. Because when the master is in control, they actually are always getting consent. Because I've researched this topic... I got bored one night, so I researched it. The submissive has the most power during BDSM, because without their consent, nothing moves forward.
Absolutely.
So, with that saying, if you're going to get into that, whether it be shibari, rope tying, flanges...
What is shibari?
Shibari is a type of... It's not work. It's based off of Japanese military rope tying styles.
So rope knots.
But yeah, but it's sexier. And
I don't know what you're talking about because I think I've seen a picture.
Yeah, and there's this lady named Midori. She is basically the rope master when it comes to kink tying.
Mm-hmm.
Research her if you're going to get into rope tying. She's authored a lot of books. She has videos of her work classes online still, I believe, unless YouTube has taken them down. If you're going to get into handcuffs, get the ones with the fucking safety releases.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Fuzzy handcuffs with safety releases. Wanna know why? Because shit goes wrong.
And you can lose the key.
Exactly. Or someone could be banging on the door and you don't... You're panicking, so you can't look for the key. Just like with rope tying. Keep safety scissors by the fucking bed. Or wherever you guys are doing it. Whether it be on the bed, the couch, the kitchen. Because, oh, look. Your parents are knocking at the door. Or your siblings. Or your children. You know, you just have to be prepared and everything. Like, with every aspect of sex, you have to have clear consent. Because something you consented to yesterday may not be something you're consenting to today.
Yep.
With that said, if you spank someone with a paddle without consent, expect to get swung on.
Absolutely.
Because that shit would be funny. Make sure it's recording.
Oh, shit. Okay. What's this other one? Cosplay? Like
role playing.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Cosplaying is when you dress up in character for non-sexual reasons.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Furries and role playing, which is what furries fall under, is for sexual gratification or for sexual excitement.
Mm-hmm.
It's like guys who put zip ties around their balls and accidentally cut off circulation because they're trying to get excited.
I've never heard of that.
But there used to be some weird-ass videos on YouTube.
The lawless days
of 05.
Yeah, I know.
The Pain Olympics?
Yep, yep. Oh, man.
The screwdriver up the pee hole and the jar up the anus. That shit was funny.
I saw one of a buddy of mine showed me one of a guy who cut his penis and like flipped it inside out. It was...
Yeah, that guy won the Pain Olympics, I think.
Oh, my God.
Because the video stopped being uploaded shortly after that.
And he was laughing as he was doing it.
That's called a masochist. Like, that's someone who likes having pain inflicted on them. A sadist is someone who likes to inflict the pain. It falls under BDSM.
Okay.
Bondage, domination, sadism, masochism.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure dominance is what the D stands for. Don't quote me, because I never know what the fuck the D stands
for. It might be. I don't know.
And if you're looking to spice things up in the bedroom and you're looking for a threesome, remember the one fucking principal rule. If she got no ID, she gets no D.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Pure and simple. Pure and simple. I agree with that.
There are fucking teenage girls who like to act like they're grown because they think they know what the world has to offer them.
And also,
who grow up to fucking resent themselves for letting themselves be taken advantage of by guys in their fucking 20s who pretend that these girls are so mature to fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Like that when they're like, especially when they're like physically developed and they're only 13, like they got big boobs, big butt, and it's like, no, you can't just assume just because there's a girl walking down the street who looks over 18. You can't just assume she is.
And these little kids need to stop learning how to contour. First off, they're not allowed to know how to do makeup better than me. That's not fair. Second off, they're making themselves present as older by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's drawing the attention of all the fucking sickos. Mind you, I'm not shaming them for drawing the attention of the sickos.
No.
My issue is that they're fucking doing all this makeup and shit, trying to get the attention of some little fucking other pubescent boy around their age who goes to their school. Like, no, stop dressing up to the nines for school.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing contour and shit in the morning. You're in fucking middle school and high school. Just be a fucking kid. Fuck makeup.
Yep.
Fuck those little boys. They're ugly anyways. They'll fucking piss themselves at least twice before high school ends. Ask them.
Fuck you.
Big drink?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, you. Yeah, little drink.
Little drink. We're not going to talk about my drunken experiences. Speaking of drunken experiences, what do you think about two consenting adults that are both highly intoxicated?
Honestly, been in that situation, and it still doesn't feel right. Even though I was intoxicated as well, I felt like I was taking advantage of him. And he keeps telling me, no, you didn't. Like, you always have my consent. I'm like, yeah, but you didn't consent beforehand.
Right.
Which is a big issue for me.
What?
He says I overthink shit.
What is your... actually, I'll get back to you on this next question. Carmen, what about you? What do you think about, BDSM, cosplay, role play and shit like that?
I like it regardless. The bondage more so because, how do I put this? You give your partner the, squashed consent to do what you please. If you like it, that's that. If you don't, then you're not ready for all types of shit. Physically. What was the other question?
Role play
does belong there, yes.
Like spicing shit up?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, sometimes you just want to fuck somebody random. That's literally what it is.
Yeah. So let's say...
games involved. If it's teacher and professor, that's just some shit you do. But other than that, nothing has to be involved. No names, nothing.
So let's say, you two want to... let's just throw BDSM there, because there's different ways of doing it. You got the candle wax, you got the whips, you got the chains, you got the latex, leather, whatever. Out of those ways, out of every way to do bondage in the bedroom, what is your favorite out of those? If you guys like BDSM.
I don't know. I have a latex allergy, so I haven't really experimented that much.
Okay.
A lot of people
wear latex it's too much.
You have to lube yourself up to get into latex. Mm-hmm. First off, second off, a majority of people have latex allergies.
Yeah,
which is why leather should be the more popular bodysuit or gimp suit, as they're called.
Yeah. What about the other shit, like the candle wax, the whips, the chains?
I've never experienced the candle wax or the whip. I wouldn't like candle wax, because who the fuck wants a candle burning on them?
I know, that's like the most retarded one.
I don't know, I'm curious to try it.
you want to get burned?
Actually, that's not how it happens.
It's just simply going...
No, I know,
the candle wax gently drips down your body. See, if it fucking burns you... leaves a fucking mark, then it was too hot and you're using the wrong type of wax.
Exactly.
And I personally think, regardless of whatever BDSM thing you guys are into, or anyone out there is into, always have a safe word, please.
What's the whole point of a fucking safe word?
To know when shit goes wrong.
I keep forgetting, you didn't see 50 Shades.
I've only seen the beginning up to the elevator scene. That's it.
That was the second one, I believe.
I got the book taken away from me in school. I made it 5 words in and started yelling out butt plug. Apparently, the word butt plug is not in the first book at all. It was just the first thing that popped into my mind when I read that shitty-ass writing. So I just kept chanting butt plug, butt plug, butt plug. I was 15 or some shit.
Squatch, would you let your man... So you know how they have vibrating panties, the vibrating eggs, whatever, and there's a remote or you could control it on your phone.
I would not wear the vibrating panties.
Okay, Would you wear the egg? Like, you know, you just put it in your cooch and he controls it at the dinner table, at a restaurant, during a family dinner, at the bar.
I'm afraid to have you do that. No, I sent him a video from TikTok about a while ago, and it's like, why the fuck would you do that to me?
The guy put it on the maximum speed, or like, oh my God.
Well, the guy that handed the vibrating underwear remote to his mom and told her it was for the radio. His girl was trying to drive while his mother's just sitting there pressing the fucking button.
Oh, no, that's too much. Y'all gonna fucking crash. What the hell is your problem?
No, that's how white people shit.
Yeah. Okay, come on. We're not doing that shit.
You know it's true.
What is you guys' sexual fantasies?
For a gay millionaire to throw money at me and not want to touch me.
I can't say mine on here.
What the fuck?
Mine are explicit. I can't say it on here.
Okay, this is an explicit podcast.
Now.
What is it? All right, what's that lady from the new Resident Evil? The one who's like 9 foot something.
Oh, shit.
Lady Demiscuous or some shit?
Shit.
I can't pronounce her name.
I call her Lady Dominatrix. That's it.
Yeah. All right, so one of my sexual fantasies is for her to be a real person and to just sit on my face.
And crush your head with her thighs.
Yes. Yes.
I was talking more.
Like, I just want to be, like, suffocated by her fucking titties. I want her to be a real person so that way she can suffocate me with those fucking titties.
There are some people who actually do the cosplay. I've seen them. Wait a minute.
They can sit on my face.
Give me a minute.
As long as they got ID, I will give them to D.
Hold on, give me
like strap on panties and everything. Let's go. I'm ready.
Fuck.
Oh, Lady Demistrius.
Demistrius, yes.
Yeah, you got it right the first time.
Yes. Yeah.
What me. The fuck?
Yeah, me.
Yo, there's too many of them.
All right.
Let's see.
There are some. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, can we not do that? Yow, shit.
Okay, she got the cakes.
Yep.
She got the cakes.
That's enough of that.
That's a freaking. What is it? What the fuck is it called?
Mod.
Thank you.
Shit?
Get that right in gaming.
And I was talking more like between you and your man, not. Oh, God.
Between me and my man.
Lord.
What do you want him to do to you? I'm scared now.
You asked the question.
I know. I have to.
Pull up your pants.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Shit's like really passionate when we do things. Maybe. No, I can't even say toss me around, because with my luck, I'd get injured, because I'm clumsy. I don't know, maybe, like, pin me up against a wall or some shit. Like, he's a legit gigantor.
Yeah, he's taller than me, right?
Yeah. Shit, like, just pick me up and put me up against a wall or a door, something, fucking.
Or just grab my hands and just put me toward the wall like this, simple as that.
Yeah. So Mel, you're gonna have to wear platforms in order to do that properly. Just kidding.
Fuck you.
That was directed at you.
I know.
Shit, fucking. If you're too uncoordinated to do a wall, fucking just bend over a table and have them hold your hands there.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Shit, maybe car sex. I don't fucking know.
Car sex is fun.
I've never done that.
Car sex is fun.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna get fucked on that green chair right there.
in your reading nook?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
Jesus.
A reading chair?
No, well,
it's a gaming chair, but the max weight's 200 and he himself is over 200, so, you know, just fucking, like, pop it. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't think of a sexual fantasy. I can think of a food fantasy.
Yeah.
We are not talking about food.
Like Lee Chen's opening back up, me eating eight tacos in a row from there.
Reopen Lee Chen's. If you guys are Southie kids, you know Lee Chen's is the shit.
fucking big drink the taco night after we got bounced from the junction for not wanting to pay nine something for fucking five wings or some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, fuck that.
We're not doing the Wing Wednesday prices. There's a Bruins game on. You did it every other fucking Bruins game. Do it today.
Right.
So we went to Lee Chen's. I ate eight tacos. Then we tried to go to a bar, and I puked once we got outside the bar.
That was
never
fun.
Even made it inside before I started puking.
Literally, she did it.
Eight tacos in under 12 minutes. That was my personal best, if I had been able to keep it down.
Yeah.
I cried.
Oh, it was
Big
bad.
Drink had to escort me home, legit, holding me up on my arms because I was crying.
Yeah.
I got more tacos on the way home, though.
And I knew she was going to do that shit.
I dropped like $30 on tacos that day.
It's food.
Just gotta eat. The 2 a.m. taco dancer.
Okay.
Been caught on security doing it.
All right. Since I asked her the question, I gotta ask you now. Your fantasy.
I've already said if I say them, it's gonna be more explicit shit.
And you don't ask me questions. She already gave a PG-13 version of what it should be.
Okay, all right.
So what's your sexual fantasy?
Yeah, let's ask you these questions.
Come on,
oh boy.
I mean, big drink.
Fuck you. Oh boy.
Pee pee boy.
I like, you know.
And tell the truth.
All right.
He likes it at the bum bum.
No, I don't. Yeah. I do not like butt stuff.
Why? It's healthy. The prostate gland has a lot of like nerve receptors and shit. Like it can make it easier for you to come.
I like rough sex. You know, but like you know to a certain extent, like. I'm not really a huge fan of, like, the hand around the throat and choking and slapping. I don't like that shit.
I might consider the hand on the throat if me and him talk about how to do it properly. Because you're not supposed to put weight on the hand.
Don't worry about it. It's tatty.
It's, you're supposed to press down on two pots right at the base of the jawline. Which, technically, arteries. Which is why I don't understand why you're supposed to apply so much fucking pressure there.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Apparently, it feels good when it cuts off oxygen, but you're cutting off oxygen to your brain.
Exactly.
Right, but you have to do it to a certain extent. So, basically, like this.
And he moaned because he's aroused.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. No.
I didn't moan.
I don't know, maybe him just, like, grabbing my neck and making me kiss him. That could be hot, I guess.
We're not doing this in Squatch's room, right? We're not doing
that. You're the only one getting aroused.
Right.
I'm not.
Look at it. It's caught on recording.
No, I'm thinking of puppies.
I want fucking Taco Bell. How the fuck are you thinking about puppies when I'm thinking about food? We're talking about sex, and the only thing I can think about is food.
Listen, I get foodgasms. I can't think about food. What the flying fuck?
Sissy, little sissy. No, if I look here, literally fucking Gmail.
So yeah, you know, I like giving it rough. You know, I like being in control. Yeah, I like to be in control. I like, you know, yes, daddy, no, daddy, whatever. Like,
but you question why?
I do question that. Like, what the hell?
Because some guys' names aren't moanable. Like, imagine having to moan the name Earl.
Earl.
Or Nigel. Like, no, it has to be Daddy sometimes.
Okay.
Right.
All right, I guess I understand. I thought it was like, you know, y'all had daddy issues or something.
No, a lot of people who say, daddy, it's have good relationships with their father. It's just that the person they're fucking doesn't have a moanable name.
What the hell?
What?
I felt it vibrate on the bed. I don't know.
Oh, that was probably your fat or some shit.
No.
There's videos on TikTok about that exact subject.
We're not doing TikTok here.
Imagine being with someone who doesn't have a moanable name.
Like the guy named Freedom.
I want you to suck the soul out of me. Please break my back, Norm.
Like, bro, when the girl doesn't have a moanable name, legit, oh, baby, oh, babe, oh, mommy. That doesn't mean the guy has mommy issues.
No, that's one thing I'll never say.
Not every guy has mommy issues.
I'll never say, oh, mommy. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, baby, that's it.
Bullshit. No. You used to call the fucking Hobbit mommy. You showed me the messages. You used to call her mommy.
Oh, yeah. M-A. That's only because she made me. Like.
Oh, she made you. That little Spanish girl made you. Like, no, you were Poppy and she was mommy. God.
Yeah.
Like, no, she wanted you guys to be fucking ghetto superstars together.
Oh, Lord.
Hell, I was Big Poppy at one point with this one. It went from Big Poppy, Big Daddy, and now it's Fat Daddy. I like Fat Daddy.
I personally think about your name, it's not moanable.
I know it's so not. Like, one time a girl tried that, and I'm like, yeah, I can't finish.
It probably sounds like she's asking a question.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Right? Yeah, like what the fuck? Like, I was so confused. Like, no. What's you guys' favorite position?
Socks.
Socks?
No, I'm looking
at my socks. I was like, hell yeah, I keep my socks on too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys, okay, you keep your socks on during sex?
I try to keep as much clothes on as I can.
Hell no, I gotta be butt-ass naked. I need my body to breathe. I sweat. I sweat when I fuck.
Well, we all do, but sometimes the socks help.
Especially in a hot-ass room.
For females, the socks help us come faster. Or come at all.
Mm. Yeah.
Mind you, a lot of females don't come from vaginal penetration
right.
alone.
Yeah.
Bitch, focus on the clit.
Mm.
Right. It's not a doorbell. It's a nice, shiny, fucking silver spoon that you just stolen from a fucking restaurant, and you're polishing it. Sometimes you gotta polish it really fast. Sometimes you have to do it really slow.
And some people don't know how to give head to females. It's fucked up.
I'll be honest, I'm not a pro at it, but, you know.
Lie again.
Okay, all right, fine. The night we got engaged, yeah, we had a fun night.
That was the only night you were good at it.
No.
No, that was the only night that I lasted more than 2 minutes.
I am so sorry, Carmen. I am so sorry.
I'm sorry. But listen, what did you expect? We were in her room with, you know, her sister and her sister's boyfriend at the time. So, like, you know, I want a quickie, and I just need to finish quick because I don't want one of them waking up watching us. I get shy. That's why I'll be a terrible porn star.
Okay, but you wanted to come quickly. What about her needs?
Yeah, true. I understand that. Yeah.
Like, your needs come second to the female's needs.
Sometimes I want to last until the fucking, like, 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time. If we just got to do it simply because of the situation. Get the fuck done, but make sure I squirt too.
So... Carmen, I think I've asked you this before on your podcast, if, you know, your position. I believe you said back shots.
I said back shots. There's literally songs you can do back shots to.
Mm.
And I will not put that on.
What are back shots?
So doggy style.
It's doggy style, but there's a certain rhythm to it.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen out, Nady.
Listen.
She only does one position.
No, I do several, actually.
Before, you only used to do one. Missionary.
Missionary get boring after a while. It does.
What is missionary? On top, right?
Yes.
Guy okay. on top.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's never a girl on top, because apparently that's cowgirl.
Yeah, that's cowgirl.
Yeah, yeah.
If the girl's facing away from you, it's reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl, yeah.
If you're both sitting up, I don't know what the fuck that's called. I call it a fucking spider monkey. Shit, it's easier for you both to come at the same time than spider monkey, I believe.
Oh, Jesus.
Then a doggy.
Yeah.
I ain't never do reverse cowgirl. That's fucking scary. That's that shit that causes panic attacks.
And that I could break the guy's dick.
And a fucking doggy can cause panic attacks, too. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Any other questions?
Music during sex? Question mark?
No.
That's how I lost my virginity, and I haven't done it since.
That's how I did, too.
If it's to set a certain mood, it has to be the right song. That's all I'm going to say.
It was a very romantic song called Fuck by Bring Me the Horizon. It's a heavy... It's what used to be considered heavy metal. And it's basically about rough sex and being young and in love, and it's like 3 minutes long.
Mm.
So imagine listening to that on repeat for like 15 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
I couldn't listen to that song for 7 years afterwards.
For me, it was, the Weeknd and Ty Dolla Sign or Nah. That's the song I lost my virginity to.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I didn't know The Weeknd started making songs before that that strippery song. The one that was in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, Earned It? No. Well, there was multiple songs by him movies.
The one that was on the radio.
Oh, shit.
It sounded like sad strippers would be dancing to it.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I forget.
Sad strippers? Oh, God.
Do you remember any of the lyrics?
Touch me and now feel me. When I'm fucked up, that's the real me.
The Hills. The Hills.
Oh.
Yeah, that was The Hills.
Why the fuck is it called The Hills? I don't remember anything about Hills being in that fucking song.
I have no idea why. Okay. Have you guys ever had the worst sex of your life and to the point where you just had to fake orgasm?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tragic, isn't it?
I mean, it's easier for females to fake an orgasm than a man.
Right. If y'all was to try it, we'd know.
Like, how the fuck are you gonna fake that little dick hop jump shit that your dicks do when you guys are coming?
Oh, yeah.
Like, females have muscles that we can expand and contrast to make it seem like we're fucking orgasming. Mm-hmm. Literally, if you just do Kegels, you can fake an orgasm.
You took my word.
Sorry. Oh, I promise not to say Kegels at you guys' wedding then.
Oh, God.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just yell it out after I drink.
Oh my
God. Along with butt plug.
In a random location.
No, and that's where I'd be like, building. I'd be like, Kegel! Yo, security, get her out of here.
You guys look up, the priest is gone, it's just me in a kilt.
Oh my God.
We're here today to talk about butt plugs.
G's over here talking about, you know, since he's my best man, he's talking about how he's going to bring 2 bottles of Douce, and when he gets the microphone to say the speech, he's going to be drunk as shit.
Fucking. Remember when I was supposed to be your best man? Then you asked some little whore.
Oh my God.
And then he didn't work out, so you said that I can be your best man again. And then you changed it to I can be your best man again if I pay for your bachelor party.
That's fucked up.
Which is why G is your best man now.
He ain't even paying for your bachelor party.
Like, but he fucking better.
No, that's not how bachelor parties work. They pay for the first round of drinks, so the first lap dance. Then you're on your own for the
rest
of
the night. That's fine. That's fine.
It's not paying for the whole fucking bachelor party. You wanted me to pay for everyone. Bitch, I'm not even going to be able to pay for myself.
No, you just pay for me.
Hell no, you told me to pay for everyone. I'm pretty sure I still have a screenshot of the text message somewhere.
I don't know.
Meow, meow.
I love those thingies.
Cute. I don't know. Do you guys have any questions?
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Has a girl ever faked an orgasm on you?
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Ooh. Yeah. The demon is what we call her.
The midget?
No.
The other midget?
The four-eyed bitch.
Yeah, they're both midgets, though.
Yeah, whatever. Literally, like I would try to last as long as possible with her, and like to the point where she made it like so believable when she would fake
because
it.
That's the whole point. We have to make y'all believe.
And then later on,
feel good at the same time.
And then later on, we're laying in bed, and I'm like, "You faked it, didn't you?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Fuck! Now we gotta try again in like 30 minutes."
Like, literally, we need to get the men to wrap it up.
It would piss me off, you know.
Me, I did it simply because there's no flames in the fucking fireplace at all. My last relationship was horrible because the man didn't know what the fuck he was doing. It was like he was fucking like a jackrabbit. And that's horrible.
Hey, to be fair, I didn't know what I was doing for the first couple years I started having sex. I lost my virginity at 17. I didn't know what I was doing the first
day. Now you're with me and you're sitting there saying you know how to kiss from porn. You butthead.
No, I was trying to do missionary and I couldn't even find her pussy.
I mean, that's
wrong. I'm sorry, my ass is big.
No, not you. I'm talking about when I lost my virginity, the girl I lost my virginity to.
I mean, my Gigantor, I have his V card. He learned a lot of the moves he knows from watching porn. Why? Because porn is inspiration.
It's
not education. Oh. It is inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a healthy sex life, you have to remember, porn is inspiration, not education. Like, watch porn. Talk about possibly doing those positions. Do not just try to bend her like she's a fucking pretzel. And apparently a cream pie is when the guy comes in you and not near the opening. Oh. I did not know that. I had to Google what a cream pie was.
Yeah.
Me.
Wow.
I spent all that time cleaning just to trash it.
Well, yeah, I actually hated that shit.
Time to flip the bed.
What do you guys think about, like, safe sex? You think it's...
It's important. What the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
All right, you and I can't say shit.
No, we can't. But I am on birth control, so...
Right. And I'm clean as a whistle.
Have you shown her an STD panel test, anything?
I
so she's just supposed to take you at your word?
Listen, maybe my health records is on the app on my phone.
Would it be an up-to-date STD panel?
Yeah.
Meaning you and fucking
there
Fivehead?
There was a question mark.
Between her and Fivehead, did you get tested?
Yeah, I got tested after I left Fivehead.
Give me the dog.
Which time?
That was last year.
His name's Stephanie.
Last year, last May.
It's a dog.
No, it was 2 months after we broke up.
It's a dog.
So yeah, like towards the end of 2019. No, I'm always on top of my health. Like everyone
bitch,
that knows
me. You were
still
hooking up with her at the beginning of the pandemic.
No. It was before the pandemic started.
No, because you were secretly with her in February of 2020. Up until May.
No, she was just using me for my money. I wasn't hooking up with
what
her.
What money?
Still.
What money? She makes more money than you. How is she using you for your money?
Okay, I'm confused which one we're talking about here.
Fivehead, glasses.
Oh, her. Yeah. You're right.
She don't have dreams.
No, no. Okay, yeah. So after her, you know, because she ended up
feature-length movies in her head.
Yeah, after her, she was like hooking up with other dudes, and you know, I got tested in May of last year. That was, you know, and it was a pain in the ass to get a physical. Like I was surprised I was the first on the list. Because literally, they were like, oh,
I need to get one. It's been years.
Shit. Damn, I think I'm past due. Yeah, I'm past due for mine this year. Fuck.
I've been past due.
Shit. All right, I got to take care of that. What? Why the hell?
I don't know.
Like fucking 4-year anniversary's coming up, and it's been 3 years since I got tested, and the fucking health app keeps telling me that I'm overdue. I don't want to do it. I don't want to fucking pee in a cup just for them to tell me that they'll mail me my results, and they never do.
Oh, hell no. I ask for phone calls. I'd be like, yo, call me, leave me a voicemail, whatever, text me that I'm negative, positive,
like,
whatever.
I got the MyChat for a reason. I want to be able to see the fucking results.
You know something, you know, a question that they always ask, and I understand why they ask this, like, you know, if you were to test positive, how would you react? I'm like, well, I'm not going to kill myself or anything.
I would. So, if I somehow contracted chlamydia from hooking up with the same person for years after I took their virginity, I would kill myself. Like, I get it. It can lay dormant in someone for... It can lay dormant in a female I think the fucking record is 5 years before the lady started showing symptoms.
Mm.
But, like, I'd fucking kill myself.
It's hot in here.
It is.
Okay. Ow, damn it.
Oh, God, that made
no, it. No, I mean, I took...
Is your head empty?
I mean, I took the leap of faith with the fucking...
Ka-tunk.
Fucking chihuahua. Can y'all stop touching my head?
Nah, it makes a noise.
Jesus.
Hold on.
How? Can you stop? Damn it.
No, we're trying to get the rattle noise to come back.
Oh, boy. What else to talk about?
Titty biscuits.
Titty biscuits?
Incorporating food into sex.
No.
Yay or nay?
Yay or nay?
Incorporating genitals or anything into
food. Oh, like... Put like if I was to put my dick in a taco or something.
No, you dummy.
No, I mean like.
Or in a hot dog bun.
Look at the shit we seen on fucking Spencer's yesterday. There was edibles.
Oh yeah, there was that throat numbing thing, the blueberry flavored one. Man,
this girl who I rejected was addicted to that throat numbing candy. Shit.
Yeah,
did you know
that
shit contains
menthol,
meth.
Oh, shit.
It contained amphetamines.
No, thank you.
This bitch used to go there 5 times a week and steal the whole display each time. Mm-mm. It's why the employees call the cops as soon as they catch people stealing now.
Yeah.
Mind you, this bitch was like 14 doing it.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have been in that section. What the fuck?
She shouldn't have been allowed in there. You're supposed to be 18.
At Spencer's?
Yeah.
No, it's only if you're going to buy the sex stuff.
No, because of all the piercing.
Oh, that's right. They do have piercings there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And because everything in there is for adults.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, shit, you used to have to be 16 to go into Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I used to fucking sneak in there at 13.
Yeah, I would walk in there at 10.
I looked like a fucking teenage boy when I would sneak in there.
What does he mean stuff like that?
Oh, yeah, the dick lollipops and shit.
Yeah! Like, just, like, doing weird sexy shit with food and shit.
Yeah, okay. Edible panties.
I've thought about doing it, but I wouldn't know how to make it sexy.
I'd eat it.
Exactly. Like, are we supposed to fuck while we eat? Because that's how people end up choking. Do you want to waste food? Because that's how you end up wasting food.
The fuck is that? Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, so since both of y'all are into girls, what's your body part? Are you like titties, ass?
I don't have a preferred body part.
I don't either.
I thought you were gonna ask what girls are better at than men.
I mean, yeah, I'll ask that too.
What are girls better at doing than men?
Yeah,
a lot.
Girls,
right?
Girls do girls better.
Yeah, but, like...
Bi and lesbian women have to fake orgasm significantly less, and they are more likely to come during sex.
Mm-hmm.
Than they are with a man.
Yeah.
Want to why? Because men don't know what the fuck they're doing. They just assume that because they're the man and they're taking charge that they automatically know what they're doing. Bruh, if I have to draw out a fucking roadmap for you to find my fucking clit... Instead That's of licking issue. The fucking side of the lip, like the outer lip, like, hello. First off, second off, you can't just focus solely on the clit. Other parts down there need attention too, like the fucking vaginal opening.
So you take the rotary to the gooch in the bottom of the pussy.
Like, shit, just spell out their name with your fucking tongue.
I do the alphabet.
Like, shit, legit, try spelling out their name with your tongue.
You know, I was taught that in rehab. I was taught in rehab how to eat pussy with an orange.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead ass.
I was taught with another girl's vagina.
Oh, my God. And then finally I did it for the first time. And I'm like, oh, wow. No, I didn't learn. No, that's not how I learned. I watched a 4-hour tutorial video on Pornhub.
Tutorial, not tutorial.
Tutorial, whatever.
Tutorial! I need a tutor. But yeah, I can't it was like tutorial.
It was, fuck you guys. It was like, yeah. Okay, it, little that's bit. Basically what it was.
Fucking up. I learned how to do it just by going down on a girl one day. It was one of my ex-girlfriend's friends. I had caught my ex-girlfriend cheating on me while we were together. So, her friend invited me over. She was hot. She was flirting with me. I made her scream.
Fun. That's a whole Jerry Springer episode right there.
Shit. I've never done it. Like, I only have lesbian tendencies if I'm drunk. Point blank, period.
She's right.
I'm fucking scared to date another female. These Southie broads are fucked.
Yeah, they are.
You kidding me? Fucking one of them stabbed me in the leg. One, same one actually sliced my stomach. Mm-mm. One put cigarettes out on me. One claimed that I abused her when I broke up with her because I caught her cheating on me with a man. After she claimed she was, you know, a lesbian.
Full-blown lesbian, yeah.
And then she admitted on Facebook that I never put my hands on her. And that she only dated me for attention from the guy, so that way he would pay attention to her.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, that is wicked.
Like, I don't trust these Southie broads. Apparently, I was the issue in the relationships, but guess what?
I did more work than he did.
Like, let's see. They all fucking aren't friends with each other anymore. Regularly bash each other on fucking Instagram, Twitter, whatever the fuck else apps they have. And they just fucking hate each other. They talk shit and be passive aggressive whenever they run into each other in public. And yeah. But all of them love me now when they see me in public. They all run up to me and give me a hug, ask me how I'm doing, ask me out on a date. Like, clearly I wasn't the fucking problem.
It was you talking about fucking... Oh, I love you. Commitment issues.
Fuck these bitches. They ain't getting love from me. They might get their pussy ate, but they ain't getting love.
Have you... Okay. Have you ever had to leave a guy because of his... because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing in bed?
No, mainly because I did not have sex with a lot of the guys I was with.
Ah. Okay. I respect that. I personally believe that, you know, the relationship is not based on sex.
It's not.
It's really not. Like, you don't have to fuck all the time.
Like, sex is
you
fun.
You don't have to have sex
but
at
it's
all.
It's not necessary.
You know, like, if you're bored and you want to do it, just do it. You know?
Like, come here, baby.
I have a friend, and she told me that the way she was conceived was because her parents were on the couch and Seinfeld wasn't on, so they just did it.
Oh my god!
Like, that's a hell of a shit.
I don't believe that. Oh gosh.
Oh, let's talk about that.
I was conceived because my sister was down for a nap.
I was just gonna ask you, ask both of you.
I don't know the story. I never asked my mother.
Me and my sister are 14 months apart to the date. So clearly, my mom put my sister down for nap time. My dad was like, ooh, sexy time.
Oh my god.
Then around 9 months later, here I am. I made the milk taste sour.
I hope to hell they don't hear us upstairs.
My sister still doesn't let me live that down. You made the milk sour.
Carvin, you said you don't know the story.
No. Literally, the way it's being put, I don't know how I was conceived. The way my mother tells me how her and my father were before, they were friends regardless. And when they got together, my mom was 16. I fucking forget how old my father was. But it's like, regardless of the situation, they were friends before. And they're still friends after. They don't talk as much, but...
Yeah.
I don't know how I was conceived. I fear for God. If I know the story, I will not.
Maybe it's those back shots you were talking about.
I don't know.
Yo.
I had a coworker. I told her my freaking dad's name. Literally, she made a whole joke about it. Literally,
Your dad does have a cool ass.
Hell yeah.
He does, but it's like my
and
coworker.
And your brother too.
My coworker made a goofy ass fucking joke simply about like how my mom and my dad would just, you know, do their business. She literally sat here and said, my dad said this to my mom. Would you like it shaken or stirred, baby? I'm like, what? Stop.
No. Shaken, never stirred.
Right. Oh my god.
Wait, is it stirred, never shaken, or shaken, never stirred?
I don't know.
I can't remember the fucking knows. Sean Connery line.
The story my dad tells me
was that him and your mummy got drunk and high, went to B Street Park, and he bent her over the slide.
Yeah, apparently they fucked all over that slide. And that's the park that I grew up at.
Same.
And I was mad that they would allow me to play in that park after they conceived me there. What the actual
fuck?
Get all
their business.
I mean, you're going to have to conceive a kid there just to keep the family tradition going.
No.
Because your mom wasn't conceived in America. So, you're the first generation conceived in America. You were conceived at that park.
Mm-hmm.
You know. My next niece and nephew has to be conceived there now.
Oh my god.
I already had a dream about it. It's going to be a baby girl. Like, you're going to give me a niece. I'm not going to be able to hold a little baby boy.
I thought you would want another nephew, because you already have two nieces. You might even it up.
I have more than two nieces. I have four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Brian Nolan and then two others.
Who are both named Sav.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
My next baby, I want to be a girl.
No. Like, shortly after I had the dream you would propose, I was like, yeah, you're going to give me a nephew. I started having a dream that you would hand me a little fucking baby girl.
Oh, shit.
It's not fair. It's the same type of dreams I would have when my youngest niece was around the time she was conceived. Her mother didn't believe me. I bought the pregnancy test. She said she was going to punch me if they came out positive because she hadn't missed her period yet. She found out a week and a half before she missed her period that she was pregnant, and she tried to swing on me. You fucking jinxed me!
Oh, shit.
Literally, since the day she conceived, I'm like, I'm getting another niece. You're not giving me a nephew. It's another niece. This isn't fair.
You wanna know what's crazy? I told Big Drink about a freaking dream I had. It's similar to what you said, but there were babies involved, but it was twin boys.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh.
Shit.
This is a scary message.
Yeah, I know.
And TikTok and Facebook are fucking with me right now.
Yo, for real.
Because of all the cute little baby videos?
Yeah.
Not even that. It's just like, you know how some people started doing tarot cards?
Shit.
Oh my god.
I mean, crazy. I have two different decks.
No, I know, but I feel like certain people who start out, they still don't know what they're doing.
I know.
Right. And then I seen one said, oh, what was it? When will you have your next baby and what will it be? It said November of this year and it's going to be a boy. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You remember it. I showed you it
last
night.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did show me that.
Bruh, I went to one of those psychics out in Quincy. I'm not going to say any details about my visit, just that I didn't even give my full first name. I did not give my birthday. Nothing. Just told them my nickname, which is four letters. He knew how old I was. He knew a lot about my childhood.
Mm.
And he knew a lot about my romantic situation just from looking at four cards. Like, there's a proper way to read cards and there's an improper way. And a lot of these TikTok bitches probably don't know what the fuck they're doing.
They don't.
This motherfucker read my palms and he's like, girl, don't do it. I'm like, don't do what? He's like, you know what I'm talking about. Don't fucking do it. And I was thinking about doing something really fucking stupid. He's like, yeah, it's a big decision, isn't it? And I'm like, you're an asshole.
You're mad because he did his job?
I'm mad. Like, I didn't go there to be personally attacked. I went there because my best friend had never had a reading done. And I was like, fuck it, you know. I'm known for making those fake psychics cry.
Because
I can do cold readings just like them.
And I've made one of many fake psychics cry at the fucking Brockton Fair, the Renaissance Fair.
Oh my god.
But no, what? This motherfucker wouldn't even make eye contact with me. We're both wearing the face mask. And like, we're barely making any contact. I'm giving him minimum information so that way he can't do a cold reading. And this motherfucker's still getting everything spot on. And call me out on my own bullshit. Like, sir, I did not come here to be personally attacked. I came here to personally attack.
Oh my god.
Where's the old bitch who was supposed to do my reading? Why am I getting a fucking guy who's around my age calling me out on my bullshit?
Oh my god, dude. That's crazy. So we got a few minutes left.
Gay.
I know. Unfortunately, Anchor only gives me 60 minutes.
I mean, that's a lot more than you give Carmen.
Are you
Her face at all!
That's fucked up, man.
It's fucked up, but it's true.
Personal attack, huh?
Yeah. I tried, but then she started doing these cheerleading stretches, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm about to bust.
Are you mad?
No. Literally, I'm on top. She does this shit. I'm like, fuck, damn it. She goes, no, not yet, baby. and she was like, baby, I want to finish so bad. And I'm like, do it. Just let it out because I can't hold my shit much longer.
Like, bitch, when a girl says she wants to finish so bad, you make her finish. You help her.
And when she let go, it was like, don't go chasing waterfalls. That's
fucking stupid ass.
Not that, though. No.
We're going to have to make another episode.
Oh, God. Should we?
Fucking part two.
You want to do part two?
When are we going to do part two?
You can do it right now. I got time before work.
Unless you
want
to
go
out. I still have to shower then go work out. I ain't shaving.
Why would you shower before working out? You should do it after.
I don't fucking know.
Ugh. All right.
I need to wash my hair. I think that's why I got a shower.
We're going to take a 15-minute break.
No, we're not taking a 15-minute break.
We'll be back tomorrow after these messages. Unpaid messages. Now listen to the music in my head. Hey.
Stop. You can add music to this. She just never does.
No, I don't want that. All right, so that's it for us, right? You guys got anything else to say in the last 3 minutes?
No.
Little dink.
Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, shit,
This is the Social Circle. Thank you, Carmen.
I
fucking centipede
on me for some reason.
I'm sorry.
The centipede ate my fucking spider.
What?
It ain't my fucking pet jumping spider. I've watched it happen.
Oh my god.
I'm in the bathroom fucking screaming. He's in here just sitting on his ass doing nothing. Ignoring me. Texting you probably.
Oh god.
You butthead. Let a spider die.
Exactly. You let my great, 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 great grandson die. What is wrong with you?
I don't know a lot of things.
That's why you ain't got no, like, bitches or, like, monies or.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you haven't even monetized this shit.
Monetized what? Oh, yeah, not yet. I'm working on that. But anyways, that's it for us. Thank you, Squatch.
The
Thank you, Carmen.
Judgment has feasted.
Check out Carmen's podcast.
It's a squirrel.
Carmen's Corner.
I've seen a squirrel. It went like this.
And check me out right here on Anchor.
And check
Thank
out
you for
Sophie
joining.
Squatch. She ain't got no shit going on, but, you know, just check her out.
Yeah, check out Southie Squatch.
She ain't got no podcast, nothing. She's just talking shit in the background about everyone.
But thank you guys for joining us in the season one finale of The Social Circle. Season two will start soon. Thank you guys.
You don't keep talking about sports, you know.
Yo, fuck sports ball.
No. Congratulations to the Boston Red Sox winning.
Oh my god.
Winning last night.
Red Sox suck. The fucking Bambino curse is going to make them suck for the rest of their lives.
First off, the Bambino curse was broken in 2004.
No. Yes, and it's been back ever fucking since.
No, we've won three more ever since.
Three
what the
more
hell?
Since 2004, it's 2021.
Yeah, we won 2007, 2013, and 2018. And I only got 45 seconds left, so I gotta go.
17 years.
See you guys
three
later.
Fucking wins.
Bye.